Happy Friday, everybody. And also, happy Avengers Infinity War Trailer Day.
Yeah.
Yay! Woo! What a glorious time to be a nerd. Of course, my name is Nick Scarpino. Joining me for the first time ever on any morning show or any show that streams live on Twitch, it's my understanding, is Andrew Renee.
Hello. Yay, hello! Thank you so much for having me.
I love this jacket you're wearing,
I'm very honored that my debut on the internet is right here on the Kind of Funny Morning Show.
There you go. It's crazy. You have been a hidden talent that now you just need your comeuppance.
Overnight success in like 5 to 10 years.
There
That's the way it works,
Isn't
right?
Isn't that how it always goes?
I think so.
Isn't that weird to think about though? Because you think people like celebrities, people like us, people who break out, you're like, oh, they just got discovered. There's no
right.
such thing.
No.
You put countless hours in there. You grease countless palms. I bribe public officials all the time.
Pounding the pavement, handing out your resumes.
Extorting people. There's all sorts of blackmail things going on. The audience doesn't understand how hard and cutthroat it is to be a internet celebrity. It's difficult.
It's a rough life, you guys.
It is a rough life, ladies and gentlemen. But if you didn't know, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we have a host of programming for you, no pun intended there. Not the least of which is this show, the Kind of Funny Morning Show, which comes to you each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We got lots of fun people in the chat today, and this show's gonna be a doozy because today, the Avengers Infinity War trailer has launched, and it is great. We're gonna call Tim Geddes in, we're gonna get Joey Noel in here. We got the whole gang in here, minus Greg and Jared and a few other people because they're out doing other stuff that we can't talk about yet. And we're going to watch it together. We're going to break it down together. We're going to nerd out together. And then I'm going to go home because it's been a hell of a long week. Hi,
it
Tim Geddes.
Really has.
It's been a very, very long week. Before we get into that trailer, though, Tim Geddes, today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you, as always, by kindoffunny.com/store. We have two new shirts up. Actually, three new shirts up if you want to count. The KF Games, LaCroix. No, can't say LaCroix. Sorry. Our legal team. Sorry. It is a whole new design.
Mm.
No one's ever seen it before. It is very late 80s, early 90s, Palm Springs / Miami Beach inspired.
Yeah.
And it's very refreshing. It's refreshing. we also have the Gundam tee.
I'm so bad at this.
I like to lean into my own stupid jokes. The
that
thing is this.
That hoodie, though.
The hoodie's great.
The hoodie
Do you
is
have one?
So good.
Oh.
Yeah, and as a lady, I don't get good hoodies mm-hmm. very often. They're either too big or they're too small,
too
they're too thick.
Yeah.
This is the perfect weight. It's nice and thin. You can layer it. It fits perfectly. I love this hoodie.
If I were running our merch team, I would stretch out my arm, pat myself on the back for this one. In fact, I'll go ahead and take credit for this. I had nothing to do with it.
No, nothing.
But you guys, you're welcome. You're welcome out there for this hoodie. You're welcome. I want this hoodie. Tim, you're sitting here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I want this hoodie multiple colors. I want the same hoodie, 50 different colors, in my closet right now.
Okay.
Yeah. This got the coveted seal of approval from my wife. She doesn't like anything, least of which is me. She can't even stand me, but she saw this hoodie. She didn't even see it on, and she felt it. She was like, you guys knocked this one out of the park.
Yes.
She did. Kevin, go back to the other merch. Tell you what else, though. She likes that. She likes that refresh shirt. Because it's a different color, finally, which we like. Also, the Gundam shirt's a different color, too, which is great. And the video games are a cool shirt. If you guys want to tell everyone that you play games, well, there's no better way to do it than wearing a shirt that says video games are cool. There's nothing that screams nerd more than... Or is it, though? I don't know. Because it's meta, you know?
Kind of.
It's like when you're like, I'm not cool, and everyone goes, oh, that's such a cool thing to say.
Like hipstery.
It's very hipstery.
Yeah.
Like, Andy made this shirt, and
I'm not surprised. He makes all of your shirts.
Well, he's on the cusp of being cool, you know?
Yeah.
Well, like you look
no,
at
Andy's
no,
cool.
No.
Oh, come on. What do you got against Andy?
Tim, is Andy cool? See, exactly.
Yeah, he is.
He's on the precipice.
He both is and isn't.
He is 100% cool and 100% not cool.
Yeah.
He's not here today, so he can't defend himself. But I think he would agree.
I will defend you, Andy. I think you're cool.
He's not watching the show. He's probably not up yet.
Do you want to read one of the reviews on here?
Yeah, sure. Hmm. What's it say? Which one?
Well, one is...
Oh, D-Punk says, yep, they sure are cool. I'm going to assume he's referring to us, not the shirt, not video games. I think he's talking about me, Tim, and Andrea right now, and Big Kev Dog.
I don't know. Look at the fit. Got only a 1 out of 5 rating there. What
really?
Happened there?
I don't know. I think it fits great.
Yeah, I also like how it fits.
I like it because it fits like it should fit for us bigger boys, which is tight up here, loose down in the into the problem area.
Yeah, no, the, everybody wants to cover this part of their body.
I don't want...
Literally everybody.
I don't want the muffin top area exposed. There's a couple pictures of me on my Instagram that I'm thinking about taking off because I'm sitting... There's one when I'm at Flappers and I'm sitting on a stool like this and it just looks so puddly.
It's
right here.
Just the angles, though. That's the problem with being on camera or taking photos. It's all about working the angles.
I have one good angle, and it's dead on.
Straight on.
You see this with the laptop covering my butt? Look at how jacked I look right here. But you close this, and all of a sudden you get the poofy belly. You get the back fat area. You get this. You get this, which is like, did I have, you know, where have I just been eating pizza for the last 10 days?
So yeah, but you've been living your life enjoying yourself.
I enjoy myself. I have a tremendous, like we were talking about earlier before we went live, I have an unbelievable amount of self-confidence for how much I hate myself.
Yeah.
I am, like Tim will attest to this, that he has seen me have moments of just pure cockiness with nothing to back it up. It's like standing on one of those girders. You know those old, you see those old pictures when they're building like buildings in New York? There's like a dude standing on the girders and he's like, I'm having a great time. But any second he could fall off and plunge to his death.
That
is my self-confidence.
What does that even mean?
I'm not quite sure, Tim.
I liked it.
This is why Andrea's professional. She's like, absolutely, Nick, that makes total sense. Yeah, and I can see in the back of her eyes, she's like, why?
I'm just trying to yes and you right now.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You gotta keep the show going.
Nick.
Tim, you coming over?
We have
here?
A flow to this show, and if people are nothing if not consistent, I've seen the feedback. People say, Nick, for the love of God, stop making the housekeeping so long.
I've seen the keep hash.
Get in here.
I don't know what the fuck.
We'll skip housekeeping because it's Avengers Day. Let's watch this trailer, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and germs.
One other thing on there, if you want to just say it.
What is it? Patreon? Yeah. Patreon fan tier for March. If you guys support us at the fan tier level on either of our Patreons, Greg will send you a personalized birthday card. And then, but you can't open it until your birthday. So if your birthday is in April, congratulations, you got a birthday card. If not, if it's it's in December,
no
you gotta take
know.
It, you gotta pin it
it's
up
okay.
On your refrigerator.
You can open it whenever you want.
No, there's
no
RF,
one will know.
We have little RFID chips in there.
Uh-huh.
That know that if it opens up, it signals to us.
Must be making
drive
a lot of money
house,
on Patreon to afford some RFID tech.
Punch you in the face, take the card back,
it's
and say
how,
you've abused your power, sir and or man.
RFID chips work.
How does technology work, Kevin?
Oh, man.
You know how it does? It doesn't matter, because it made this, and we're going to watch this right now. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, cue up your... Guard your ears, as Greg used to say, because this shit's coming at you loud and hot.
Tim Tam, pick a side. Interesting choice.
I've already seen
the
this.
Entire time I knew him.
What a great way to start the trailer, though. Uncle.
To wipe out half the universe. If he gets all the Infinity Stones, he can do it with the snap of his fingers. Just like that.
Tell me his name again.
Thanos.
We got one advantage. He's coming to us. We have what Thanos wants, so that's what we'll use.
Let's talk about this plan of yours. I think it's good, except it sucks. So let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good.
Wow.
Chills.
I'm Peter, by the way?
Doctor Strange.
Oh, you're using your made-up names. Then I am Spider-Man.
Hey!
I'm calling it right now. Tom
These
Holland,
guys
stealing
are
the
shit-talking
show.
Stealing Andy. The show.
But there's what so many people that can
dude,
steal
don't
the
be,
show.
Don't be
That's
a narc.
Star-Lord Stark scene.
Woo!
Really, Kevin?
Yeah, dude, don't be a
no,
narc.
No, I'm standing up for Andy, okay?
Dude,
he's
are you?
Narc,
be a narc. He stood up for Andy.
He's
You're I'm the, blown listen, away by this trailer.
You finally got to this show. You're on the inside now.
Yeah.
Okay. You're one of the cool kids now.
I have a question.
Sure.
Who's Voldemort?
Who's
Voldemort's
Voldemort?
One of the Dark Order. It's one of Thanos' four
okay.
dudes.
For everybody watching, full stop, I don't know anything about the backstory.
Doesn't matter. I don't
the,
either.
About
As
the
somebody
comics,
that knows
don't
this
know.
Shit.
I only ever watched
There's
the
a
films.
Character in this movie called Voldemort?
No, no. The guy no, that no. looks
He looks like Voldemort.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was
I'm
like,
not the only one who thought that.
No, definitely not.
Is he one of the He's one of the four... He's
Yeah,
no.
Dark... I just said it, but I don't
the
know.
Dark Order?
The Dark Order, yeah.
Somebody in the chat knows the answer to this question.
Is Proxima Prime one of those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Optimus Prime, Megatron, all that.
Basically, he's fodder to die in this movie so that Thanos can go on, get all the things, and then in the next movie they'll beat him.
It's these
here,
guys.
Here are the four. So
Voldemort's in the middle, next to Loki.
Right here.
So Proxima's on the left, right?
That's Proxima Midnight, yeah.
Midnight, not Proxima,
Proxima
Prime.
Midnight.
That's a dope,
that's a great dope name.
Anything
Wait,
Midnight.
I thought,
Nick
I
Midnight
Loki
is a dope
was coming
name.
To the good guy side.
No.
What happened here?
No, clearly he's being held against yeah. his will. So
if I
think,
had to guess... So there's three scenes in this movie Tim that look like people are dying.
Ebony yeah. Maw, the chat is saying, is his Ebony name.
Where it looks like Thor, Iron Man, and Cap could get it, which is awesome. But I think that the Thor scene is them killing Loki, and they're holding Thor's head to make him watch.
Oh, shit, you think they kill Loki?
I think that's how they're going to open the movie.
They kill Loki dead?
Like real dead or like fake comic book dead?
I think real dead.
I think fake comic book dead at the end of the next movie, but we don't have to get into that.
Who's yeah? Let's.
What else?
I mean, I just love that we're finally going to see the two funniest people in the MCU talking to each other,
yeah.
right? Which is Chris Pratt and freaking RDJ.
Yeah.
God bless that. I love this scene. I love that he can just throw the mask on and go. That's fine.
Oh, I don't know. I would throw Ant-Man in there as a contender for funny man, but I don't think he's
Ant-Man and Hawkeye nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Their names are not on the giant poster with like a bazillion names on it.
Right
not there.
Well, we have the poster, by the way. If you want to pull that up as well, we can take a look at that, Kevin.
Yeah. The sequel to the Ragnarok poster. That's fucking.
It's
cool
amazing.
As all hell.
So
wow,
here's the poster
awesome.
Right there. What I love about this is
so
that
so many. I've never seen that before.
There's so many people on it. It looks
it's
great.
Double stacked. The names are double stacked.
So small.
But we also have, obviously, as the centerpiece, as it should be, the person who anchors the entire MCU, RDJ.
Yeah.
Can I just say this is going to be my annual. Proclamation that I just do not like Black Widow. Straight up.
Really?
She's a waste of fucking space.
Really?
I said it.
She's a waste of fucking space. I like you.
Come
You're awesome.
Why do you
go.
Not like Black Widow?
Because she's so boring. She doesn't
but
have any cool powers.
All right, go have fun.
She's got this kind of like wishy-washy love thing happening.
She's in love with Hulk.
I don't think she's that powerful of a character, especially after seeing all of the badass female characters in Black Panther,
mm-hmm.
and now she's gonna come up and be like, "Hi, I'm Black Widow." I mean, like, get out.
I feel like
Bye.
First off. Y'all have the same hair color, so it's perfect for you if you want to cosplay as her for next Halloween. I'm just throwing that out there. So the more
she's...
blonde
in this movie, though.
Is she blonde in this one?
Yeah.
That's weird.
She can be Gamora.
I forgot how bad her hair was in Iron Man 2 when they introduced her. She has, like, crinkly, curly, like, it's just bad extensions.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how dare... First off, why do they keep doing that? They always put them in bad wigs. Everyone's got a bad wig for, like,
yeah.
the first 20 Marvel movies.
She's blonde in this movie because she's like, I'm done with that.
Well, Chris Hemsworth, I think, was like, listen, for the love of God... Just write something in to Thor Ragnarok so I can cut my hair so I don't have to walk around looking like Bodhi from fucking Point Break anymore. They even make the joke in Ragnarok. They keep calling him Point Break, which is hilarious. If you go back and watch Thor, by the way, oh my God, the wig in that. Whoever put the wig on his head should be just shot. Just take him outside and be like, you're not working in Hollywood anymore. Pah. It's bad.
I haven't seen that, the original in a while. I gotta
don't.
Go back.
It's not worth it. Kevin, real quick.
Yeah, what's
you
up?
Know, you know a lot about the stones themselves. So he's already got the blue and the purple stone.
Yeah, the power stone and the space stone.
So we got the Power Stone, which we assume the Purple Stone he had to take from
Nova Corps. Yeah.
So we're assuming we're seeing that in this, right? At some point, maybe.
I don't know. I think that might be a throwaway line of like, hey, we just killed everyone with Nova Corps, and I have
it. I feel like I want to see that scene, though.
I think the scene that we will see is it starts with him getting Loki and being like, I can smell the stone on you, and taking the Tesseract and crushing it.
So so Loki has the Tesseract right now?
Yeah, so at the end of Ragnarok, there's a scene where Loki is like leaving Asgard and he looks over.
Oh, he looks over and sees it, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
And like you assume that he's not an idiot.
So, and then we see at the very end his ship is hovering above their ship, and so we're assuming that he's going to assault. He's going to take the Blue Stone, which is the Power Stone, right?
No, the Blue Stone is the Space Stone.
The Space Stone.
Which is the Tesseract.
And then the Purple Stone's power. That's the one that can destroy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has to go get that from the Nova Corps.
Right.
Where is the Aether?
It seems like he already has it. The Aether is in the collector's nowhere. Like the head.
Okay, so he has to go to head. And that's where the Guardians of the Galaxy are sort of based out of.
But, I mean, looking at this trailer at the end, you can see he only has
two in his gauntlet.
He could have one on his thumb, though.
Because Vision has yellow in his head, right?
Yes.
So he's going to have to kill a Vision and rip that out of his head.
I mean,
And then Doctor Strange has the green.
The green one in his
which
head.
Is which? What is that?
That's,
Time?
Yeah.
What's the yellow?
The yellow one
Soul?
Is the mind's, Yeah, actually.
Is that Soul?
I don't remember if it's
Soul. I feel like
Soul
red is Soul.
Mine.
We could probably look this up, but it's so much more fun guessing and not looking
yellow
in the chat.
Is mind, says Zanfair in the chat.
There you go.
Okay.
So the Soul is the orange one, which we haven't seen anywhere yet.
We haven't seen that yet, right? That's the one we haven't seen.
Yeah.
We don't know where that is.
We don't. But see, yeah, he doesn't have one in his thumb. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, and then one in the middle of his.
Well, that's only five.
Here. Is there six? Okay, so the thumb
so
is
the
thumb.
There could be right now the red one in the thumb, but.
So we're assuming he's going to fill up his next two knuckles from the ones on Earth. Again, Chris Evans there with a terrible wig. Just a bad hairpiece. But
you
a great beard.
You think that's a wig?
100%.
Why would that be a wig?
Because he is.
Doesn't he have.
I feel like that's got to be his real hair.
It's extensions, it's something.
Doesn't look bad.
It's not even that long, though. Nah, I think you're overanalyzing this.
I think he's going pretty bald, actually.
I think it's fine. I think his hair's fine. See? Voldemort. He looks like Voldemort.
I love how you say Voldemort like it's the British way of saying it, like the French way of saying it.
I'm just...
Leave off the hard T.
My brain is just moving at half speed today.
So is mine. It's Friday. Who gives
Voldemort.
A shit?
Voldemort.
What's that?
I got back late last night.
That's dope.
I apologize to everybody who's watching chat, who's going to be watching Games Daily. Tim's really going to have to carry me through that one.
Nah,
today.
We're going to be fine. We got Starbucks coming. Here's the thing you mentioned.
Look in the poster, you can see that he does not have the thumb.
Yeah, see, I think there's
no
only.
Thumb.
Are there six?
Or actually, wait. No, it's there.
There's got to be.
There is six.
Yeah,
but
there
I'm
has
saying
to be six.
Did you see this?
Oh, shit. Sorry. Hold on.
Oh my God! Put that on the document right now.
Okay.
Is it in there? I think it might be in there.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't
I
tell
know.
If it's an
I
empty
don't
slot.
Think so.
Because it's red. So.
But that could just be reflection.
Yeah. I mean, this is what the empty slot looked like. So it could very well be empty.
It doesn't look like it has the texture, the light refraction that the other.
Interesting.
You're right. That does make sense. I don't see any light refraction.
Point of clarification: Ignacio Rojas in the chat says J.K. Rowling did say you don't pronounce the T.
Yeah.
Well, she better tell that to Emma Watson, okay, who in eight movies keeps calling him Voldemort. Okay, Ignacio Rojas, stay in your fucking lane is all I'm trying to say.
Damn!
He gets me hot. He gets me hot.
Got him, dude!
He gets me hot, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Joe.
Are you calling Joey Joe?
Yeah, I call her Joe.
I like that better.
A lot of
Which
people are
what?
Calling her Joester.
I don't like Joester. I call you, there's two names I call you. Mm-hmm. Joe and JoJo.
I know both of those.
JoJo is when we're having a great time. I'm like, JoJo, get over here. Let's do some stuff. Let's play some games. Let's hang out. But I like calling you Joe because I love, I'm lazy.
Uh-huh.
And I like monosyllabic names.
I shorten everything to one syllable.
Yeah.
So I feel you.
Well, mine's Nick, so it's easy. Pretty easy.
Nick, Tim.
Nicholas. Greg. Wait, you're wasting time. Think about how many times
but
you could say Nick versus Nicholas.
Too.
Yeah.
Not like just when you're in trouble.
Does anyone shorten your name?
Yes.
What do they call you? What's it?
Andy.
Andy, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
So not Drea?
Literally all of my family calls me that.
Okay, because I have a friend named, I call her Drea.
I have one friend, my BFF from college, calls me Dre.
I'll tell you one thing right now. I know a lot of Andys. You're my favorite.
Thanks.
Yeah, because the other one thinks he's cool, and he's not cool.
A lot of people call him a stink mouth.
A lot of people call Andrea an orc. All right. That's it for the Avengers. Yep. Of course, we that awesome trailer. Love it.
So excited.
Could not be more excited for this movie. Do you guys ever stop and think, like, what must it like be like to watch a trailer like that from the offices of the DC Films division?
Oh, do you ever think like? Oh no, I don't. But it must be a sad, sad day over there.
You know, because like obviously you live largely in the video game space. Yeah. So when we watch the E3 conferences together, you have to think that like, was it Sony goes first, right? Then Microsoft? Is that how it is? No, Microsoft first.
Microsoft goes first.
So you have to think that like, there's always people over at Sony like, what are they gonna do, right? And they have something big come out. You're like, God damn it, right? But then, like Sony will come, and there's always equal footing. They always have something cool to show, right. And there's an actual healthy competition going there. That's lo and behold, driving the video game industry forward, and it's great for the consumer. It's great for all. Not so much the same balance of power over at the old DC offices, because the biggest news they have today is Kevin bringing this up. God. Ava DuVernay to direct DC's superhero epic New Gods. Now, Ava DuVernay, an accomplished director. She directed Selma. She just recently had Wrinkle in Time come out. They've tapped her to be the next Patty Jenkins in the DC universe to direct New Gods. What's New Gods, you ask?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
You really have no idea?
No.
I mean, I read the article, but I still have no idea.
Well, New Gods are like a whole bunch of...
people from Apocalypse. Well, yeah, we'll read the article.
Hold on, DC Comics 101. Who are the New Gods? They are one of the most fascinating, imaginative, and entertaining corners of the DC comic book universe.
When you have to start the article off like that no one's heard of, you're wrong.
Here, I'll just read this. The New Gods of the Fourth World, as it's frequently known, were created by legendary comic book creator Jack Kirby and initially debuted in a trilogy of related comics written and drawn by Kirby that were published in the very early 1970s. New Gods, Forever People, and Mr. Miracle. None of these comics ran for very long, but together they formed the groundwork to a universe with near limitless potential. The New Gods are exactly that. They're new gods. They came into existence after the world of the old gods, the gods of classical mythology, was destroyed during Ragnarok. The worlds of these known deities was split and became two separate planets, forever linked but utterly different. One is called New Genesis and the other is Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Yeah. With the weird K. Why?
Well, you're gonna get to where that says Dark Seed. It's actually Dark Side.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Anyway, there's a whole article about it. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, but...
Okay, so this is where the dude that has the weird scooter, space scooter, comes around.
Yeah.
Dark Seed's like sun, but not sun.
Yes, sun raised by the other.
Raised by the other gods. When they swapped, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I am familiar with the New Gods. I apologize, everyone. My only touchstone with them is though when they've introduced them in the animated show.
Sure.
So
Nick,
Superman
of
Justice
League.
Thank you. Interesting. A lot of people. Someone in the chat, I forgot who, says, "Wow, she gets to introduce Darkseid." That's cool. That's cool.
Why are they still doing this? How are they still clinging
but
to life?
But here's my thing. I don't, like, how does Darkseid not play into whatever the next Justice League movie is? He's got to be the next bad guy. So I don't know.
Well,
I imagine
this is coming before the next Justice League movie, right?
I don't know. Let's read the article. How about that? Maybe I can just, maybe they have some details in there that we know. Hold on, let me look it up here. Hold on, everyone, just talk amongst yourselves. Who would win in a fight? No, I'm here.
Here's my take on this, my hot take.
Go for it.
As somebody who's not a big comic book person, it's harder and harder to sell more obscure characters as the universe gets bigger on the feature film side of it, right? Like, obviously, like, the library of characters in the world of comic books is vast and diverse, and there's lots of cool different storylines. But as the stakes get higher and higher, and the expectation to make hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars with each new superhero franchise that comes out continues to build, ultimately it's got to have, like, a breaking point, right? The bubble's going to burst, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't quite hit that point yet.
Yeah, I think that...
Because I know Justice League did well, it just didn't do as well as, like, Black Panther, for instance. Like, Black Panther is...
But I think overall, people, critically, is not received well.
Critically,
right?
The DC movies have not done well, yeah. With the exception, the rare exception of Wonder Woman, which unfortunately is the exception, not the rule. It's opposite in Marvel-verse.
But people who run studios don't care what the critical reception
That's
is.
That's true.
No, they don't.
That's
and
true.
Neither would I if
They're
I ran a studio.
They're counting their money. Obviously, look at the Transformers series. For one, really like the Transformers movies.
Don't.
Wait,
but
how far in?
All the way, baby.
Okay,
no
all
way.
Right.
All the way, Kev Dog. Let's go.
I stopped
Dark
watching
Side of the
after
Moon?
Three.
Mm, no.
What's the new, when is this movie coming out?
Sorry,
anyway. Continue.
My point is, like, this is obviously exciting for fans of the comic books, but for someone like me who has absolutely no wisdom as to who these characters are, I'm kind of like, all right, cool, I guess.
I think that Marvel has proven that that doesn't matter. Because, like, when they were like, hey, Iron Man's going to be a movie.
But it's fucking like, Iron Man. Everybody knows who Iron Man is.
They didn't, though. They didn't back then.
Yeah. But also, like, Ant-Man. Everyone was like, what the fuck, Ant-Man?
That's a good example, Kevin.
Doctor Strange.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
The thing is, the New Gods, Darkseid is the major big bad guy in Superman's world. I think that they absolutely have to introduce this character. The question becomes, is it, like, when is this coming, and is this
Darkseid is their Thanos, you know?
I mean, literally their Thanos. If you put the two, pull up pictures of Darkseid next to Thanos.
Thanos, I think, was made as a copy of Darkseid.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, they look exactly alike, and they're, like, super powerful. And Darkseid, for whatever reason, just wants to keep taking over Earth, which is weird. But, I don't know. I mean, I think that I'm of the mind that, like, yes, we're hitting that saturation point very quickly, but I also do, every time Marvel does something and they introduce new characters, they do it in such a fun and unique way, where it's like, they give you exactly what you want, but a little bit different, and it keeps it surprising. I would not have thought that the third reboot of a Spider-Man franchise would get me, but Homecoming got me. So I think there's a way to do it. I just worry that DC's so far off the rails.
Yes.
That bringing in a director, and the thing is, Ava DuVernay, very, very good director, but I don't see her. I'm like, I don't know how you are going to be, like, help write the ship here.
Right.
As a person who I don't know her lineage as far as comic book movies are concerned, but, like, I want to see more people like Joss Whedon come in who have a pedigree of writing comics. Mm-hmm. Joss Whedon, of course, did Avengers. He did all these amazing things for Marvel. I want him to come over and do a frickin' Batman movie or do a Superman movie. I want people who have 20 or 30 years of writing experience telling these stories in print format to come in and say, hey, let us take the reins a little bit. Having said that, of course, the Russo brothers, Joe and Anthony Russo, who are now doing Avengers Infinity War, who have done the last really big, I think they did Winter Soldier, and they're doing the two Infinity War movies. They're great. They had zero experience in comics before this. In fact, I don't think they necessarily wanted to take the movie. So it's not to be said that someone new to the format can't bring something cool. I just think DC has a lot of making up to do, and they need to bring in some frickin' ringers. Bring in some ringers. Yeah, look, here's a picture of them. Bring this up.
Yeah.
They look... that's Darkseid.
Do you want to move on from this? Because there's some cool breaking news.
Yes. Do you want to read this news story?
Yes, I do.
Kevin, can you bring this up? This next news story that Andrea threw it on there. It's
Okay, sorry. Give me one.
That's okay.
Shout out to chat for bringing this to our attention. Clarissa explains it all. Reboot starring Melissa Joan Hart in the works at Nickelodeon. So this is the Hollywood Reporter exclusive. The Viacom-owned network is in the early talks with the actress and original series creator Mitchell Krieghman for the revival. I just read that. The reboot would see former star Melissa Joan Hart reprise her role as Clarissa Darling, only this time she would play the mother of the family. Series creator Mitchell Krieghman is also in talks to return to write and executive produce. Hart will also executive produce via her Heartbreak Films banner, which she runs with her mother, TV producer Paula Hart. Nickelodeon declined comment as deals with both Hart and Krieghman are not done. The project, sources say, is in early development at Nickelodeon. And then there's some background on the series. I loved this series when I was growing up.
Never watched it.
Never?
No.
Not this one episode?
I, for whatever reason, the idea of Nickelodeon, like, I don't think I had cable at the time, so I didn't get addicted to Nickelodeon like a lot of the kids did.
Yeah.
So I missed the entire Nickelodeon revolution.
Did you watch her on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I saw a few episodes of that. I mean, I'm familiar with her, with Melissa Joan Hart, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've seen one episode of Clarissa Explains It All. Not in the, I mean, I've seen it, because that's the thing, I saw a lot of must-see TV, like my parents were cheap. We didn't have the extended cable channels. So when it comes to watching TGIF or that programming lineup, yeah, I watched all that stuff. I watched Friends. I watched all these shows from back in the day, like Full House, things like that. But I think my parents, basically what I'm saying is we should call my mom right now and you should yell at her because my childhood was missing that all-important factor
I'm
of Nickelodeon.
I'm not going to yell at your mother. How Let's dare you put right me now. In that position?
Let's call her right now. My wife won't do it, so...
Oh, don't you dare to me. Hell no.
Andy, did you watch Clarissa Explains It All when you were a small child, when you were a pup in Far, New Mexico?
I do remember it, yeah. I watched it quite a bit. I believe it was, like, always on before, what, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark? And all that shit.
So good.
But all I remember from the show is, hey, Sam, like a guitar riff you play. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Wait, let me see if I can pull it up here.
And the nerd of the show is named Ferguson.
I at first, when they were doing the whole, the newest wave of reboots of my childhood, I was
like a guitar.
Wait, hold on, I gotta mute the chat.
That was it, you found the clip.
Yeah, it was really good. No, for a second, I actually thought it was. That's I was like, damn, Andy fucking nailed it. I was like, he's really good. They better keep the same thing. I hate when they take the original theme and like update it with a cooler guitar. Don't do it.
And it's like John Mayer playing it or something.
Yeah.
So good. I forgot how young she was in this.
Remember she was in Can Hardly Wait?
Yeah. Well, the 90s style she's rocking in this.
Oh, she was the kid that was the person that was trying to get her yearbook signed the entire time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when she draws it out. We probably should have had Kevin pull this up. But we're just listening to it together,
guys. I feel like this is going to cause a copyright strike.
Probably. Oh. Who's the channel?
I'm like, that was already too much.
No, it's on Analog Child. It's fine. It's some random person's channel.
Just because he has a copyright strike doesn't mean we also.
Well, we'll figure it out.
There's the Clarissa Explains It All intro on the official Nick Knight channel, so. We could show that if you wanted to.
I don't think that
Kevin, our producer, I'm sorry, this is Kevin. Producer Kevin says we don't want to take that chance.
Nick, okay.
Right now,
Nick, producer Kevin, everyone can hear me.
Can we watch? I'm sorry, I can't. You guys can't hear him. I'm asking him right now via my telepathy. Kevin, can we watch the Fuller House intro just for comparison's sake?
No,
or is that?
Let's not do that.
Is that a no-no? Here's my thing. Bring it back. Use the same intro. Stop updating it. Don't spend the money there. Spend the money on hiring another writer.
Maybe,
so the show's better.
Yeah, that sounds
cause
good.
Because whatever happened to the disability or whatever it is in Fuller House, great. You nailed it the first time. Just bring it right back. Bring it right back, you know? Everywhere you go. But they always have to update it with like what they think is like the cool sound right now that the kids are listening to. But it still sounds like it's from 1996, you know?
Yeah. But I like that, though. I'm kind of into it.
I watched the reboot of Fuller House and liked it way more than I thought I was going to like it. But that's because I'm an old man, and I think that the best days are behind me.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. You want to call my mom? Can you call my mom?
We're not going to call your mom, Nick.
And
no.
Tell her that she fucked up my childhood.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Hard pass.
Hard pass. Kevin.
Yo.
Do you want to talk about this next news story?
Sure.
Pull it up. For fans of Edgar Wright's newest work, Baby Driver, guess what? You got more songs coming towards you. Edgar Wright announces Baby Driver Volume 2 soundtrack coming at ya. I really got to start pulling these stories up before I start talking. Hold on. And there it is.
Why do you have so many tabs open, Nick?
I don't know, man.
How many tabs do you have open?
Shut up. Don't worry about it. Slash Film, Baby Driver. This comes from Slash Film. It says, Baby Driver, the musical that substituted car crashes for dance numbers is about to unleash a whole new set of songs for your listening pleasure. Director Edgar Wright has announced Baby Driver Volume 2, the score for a score, featuring more songs, exclusive tracks, remixes, and more. If you've listened to Baby Driver soundtrack 24 times already and are craving more, you're in luck. There's so much music in Baby Driver that I couldn't all be contained in one measly soundtrack. They couldn't afford it. And director Edgar Wright has announced a follow-up. The filmmaker took to Twitter to make fans aware of Baby Driver Volume 2, the score for a score, which will bring more Baby Driver tunes to your earbuds. And there's a cool, if you scroll down, Kevin, you can see the cool 80s style art for that. That's right. I love that style. That's sick.
Fun fact, I did not like the music. Baby Driver.
It's interesting because you liked Baby Driver.
I did, and I was actually very disappointed with the music just because I was excited to be similar to Guardians. I thought they were gonna have this amazing soundtrack that I was gonna love and come out of and be like, oh, I'm buying that right now. But then I was like, I didn't know any of those songs. They didn't hit. I understand that like he chose those songs, but it feels like he had a bunch of songs that he couldn't choose and had to go for other songs?
I think that's exactly what happened.
No, I mean, he said that, like, the soundtrack was the first thing that he had down. You don't believe him?
No way.
You don't believe him?
Those songs are so obscure. Did you see Baby Driver? Not yet. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's the least Edgar... Actually, I'm not going to say that. It's a good movie. It didn't vibe with me, largely because of exactly what Kevin's talking about. He picked very obscure songs that I'm like, what... what is this stuff?
Yeah.
If he had picked more mainstream songs or done what Guardians of the Galaxy did, which was all tug retro? On the old heartstrings of mm-hmm. nostalgia, then I would have been very into it. But I just couldn't get into it, man. That and the fact that the villain at the end becomes completely unbelievable. But for those of you out there that are fans of the music and did dig it, well, guess what? I'm very happy for you because you got more coming your way. And that's cool. Not that you probably couldn't just go Google all those and find them on Spotify, because I'm sure there's a Spotify playlist that has all of the Baby Driver songs on it. Surprisingly, though, no Guardians of the Galaxy song soundtrack on there. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, yes. Can't find Volume 1 on Spotify.
Volume 1 was given away.
Here's a novel idea. Why don't you buy it? Maybe support artists?
First off, 90% of the artists from the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 soundtrack are probably dead.
Doesn't matter. Their families get the royalties.
I don't give a fuck. Those fucking pretentious rich kids growing up with dad from the Eagles.
Do you not make art that you would like people to buy and pay for?
I don't know. Here's the deal. If one day I accidentally have an accidental offspring, mm-hmm. one, I will call them the accident. That will be their name.
Damn. That's harsh.
And two, when they come to me and say, Daddy, Daddy, are we rich? I'll say, I'm kind of rich, because in the future, Kevin, 20 years from now, when I accident, when the condom breaks, I will hopefully be rich. But I always say, would you still have to work for a living? And they're gonna go, but Daddy, Daddy, don't I get all your royalties? And I'm like, is that a gun in your pocket? Because if you kill me right now, the forms that I have my lawyer sign say you get diddly shit. I'm leaving it all to my iPhone.
This is like the darkest timeline. What happened to
why
you?
Why are your lawyers signing the forms, not you?
I sign
like,
forms at my lawyer's office.
Why don't you want to take care of your family?
No, because kids need to grow up on their own because they're spoiled brats, that's why. The accident is a spoiled brat. So totally self-entitled, always on Instagram. He just... Get your fucking life together,
kid. I feel like there's some repressed memories coming out right now.
No, I just feel like are you planning on having kids? Have you talked about this yet?
It's a very personal question.
All right, here's the deal. I know Big Kev Dog wants kids. Oh, but yeah. Kevin's going to put his children through the fucking gauntlet. Kevin's kids?
My savior, Cool Greg. Thank you.
Thanks, Cool Greg. Happy Friday.
You want the sandwich thing?
What's that?
You want the sandwich
thing? Did I get a sandwich thing?
Well, that's you. Never mind.
No, it's not me.
I think that's Joey's.
God, that's good. God, that's good. Mother of pearl.
I love how that just derailed everything that was like you.
Well, it was a stupid joke anyway. It was a stupid joke anyway. It got dark. Every once in a while, I go a little dark on this show.
Yeah, clearly.
And that's why I like you. You bring me back to the light. You do bring me back to the light. Kevin, let's take a look at the movies that are out this weekend and see which one I'm going to take my mother-in-law to. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice. Let's pull that up.
Great.
Of course, out this weekend, biggest movie is Tomb Raider. Greg saw it. If you guys want to see his review, he was on the show yesterday talking about that. He liked it a lot. It is at a 49% right now, but I don't think that's going to stop me. I think I still want to see it.
Oh, I'm definitely still going to see it.
Yeah.
I've seen Assassin's Creed 3 times now.
It's
because it's on HBO now, and so every time it's on, I turn it on hoping it's going to get better. It doesn't. It's still terrible.
Oh, it's terrible?
But I watched it. I'm definitely going to see Tomb Raider. Probably not in the theater, because I have this weird principle thing where if I'm going to go out to a theater and spend the money on the concessions mm-hmm. and do the whole thing, I want it to be a big cinematic experience.
Sure.
Not to say the Tomb Raider's not going to be. It probably will be. But it'll probably look really nice on my 65-inch TV at home.
It is.
Have you heard of this thing called MoviePass?
Yeah.
I have.
Because it is
if you get it,
dope.
I'll get it. Because I'll tell you one thing right now. I was telling the story a couple days ago of how I went and saw Game Night. And we paid full
price.
We paid like matinee price for it, but it doesn't matter.
Don't listen to what Nick says next.
My wife and I did not particularly enjoy it.
Okay.
And again, I'm fully willing to admit that my wife brings a level of maturity into a lot of movies that I don't. And so when I watch with her, mm-hmm. I get a feeling from her like, as a person who is closing in on 40 years old, maybe I shouldn't like this movie as much as I do. And that's a nice way of saying sometimes she ruins the experience for
me. That's not okay, though. You should be able to like movies no matter what age you are.
The thing is this. I do. And there's a time and a place for that. It's when my wife goes to bed, I get to watch whatever I want to watch, and I'll laugh about it. And then I make her watch it, and she doesn't laugh, and it ruins it for me. Do you understand?
Yes.
Long story short is, we literally left the theater to ask for our money back because we weren't enjoying the film.
Okay.
I actually just wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't vibing with it at all. I thought it was boring. Walk out, and the first thing the woman says to us, she's like, I'm sorry, you've been in there too long. We have a 30-minute policy, and you've been in there for 45 minutes, so I can't give you your money back. And we're like, we thought we'd try, but we like to support the local theaters anyway, so we weren't too pissed off about that. But she literally says, as we were leaving, she's like, you should get MoviePass.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, people see so many movies now, and it takes all of the, if you don't like it, you just, who gives a shit? Because it was pretty much essentially a free movie.
Yeah.
$10 a month, right?
Yeah.
And I see at least 2 movies a month with my wife.
Well, there you go.
So that's 4 tickets bought right there.
So why aren't you doing it then?
He's not good at making decisions.
I am a late adopter of things.
You know, I don't know if they still do it, but Costco was doing a discount. They were doing a full year of MoviePass for $80.
See, that would cost me $80 also because
really?
I haven't increased.
Yeah.
I haven't
we
done
gifted
my...
it at Christmas this year to like 3
make,
people.
I have MoviePass. I mean, I have Costco. So I
Give me MoviePass.
You should check and see if they're still doing the full year of MoviePass for $80. They were doing it.
$80? That's $80. The cheapest I've heard.
That's pretty awesome, Shock. Actually.
Costco, y'all.
Maybe Costco's I'll take Kevin to Costco. We'll buy him a chicken bake. I'll get you a chicken bake if you take me to Costco, Kev.
Chicken bakes are dope.
They're so good. They have really good hot dogs at Costco. Yeah. We're off the fucking rails. Let's see what else is out this weekend. Pull us up.
Have you seen anything about this movie here, Flower?
No. What is it?
It looks dope. It's about a girl who the mom gets married, stepdad, and he's got a kid. The kid coming out of like a, what is it called? Rehab center.
Ah, okay.
And
not what I was going to go with that.
Yeah. And then this kid...
refreshed.
Sorry, continue, Kev.
Weird, like, this kid has issues, and one of the things is he's accused some guy of, like, being a pedo.
Yeah. Oh.
And, like, she makes it her, like, life journey to prove that he is a pedo, and that's what the movie's about.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The trailer that sounds intense.
Looks dope. It looks intense.
Scroll down a little bit. What's this one that looks, what's that one right there, the ramen one? Ramen Heads. What is this? This seems like a movie that Big Kev needs to see.
I mean, I'm down. I like
click on
ramen.
It. Can you click on it? Yeah. What's the description here?
I don't think they do this.
Why would they
now
not?
Now I want ramen.
Fucking,
let's go.
In Ramen Heads, Japan's reigning king of ramen, Osamu Tomita, takes audiences deep into the world by revealing every single step of his obsessive approach to creating the perfect soup and noodles, along with his relentless search for the highest quality ingredients. This sounds awesome.
Yep, I mean.
Did you ever see Jiro Dreams of Sushi?
Yes.
Of Sushi? That's what this reminds me of.
So good.
That was a good movie.
It's not rated, though. That's interesting.
Well, it's probably a documentary.
No, I understand that, but it's
How awesome would it be if, like, midway through there was a graphic sex scene? I mean, just, like, reality of, like, this is what sex looks like. This is how I prepare my ramen.
I feel like I can't watch this movie unless I'm eating ramen.
My question to you is this. Yes. Do you think that by appearing on camera with me, you are losing points to all of your friends and coworkers outside of this? Do you think I'm basically like taking away from your career?
Definitely
am I tanking your career?
No, of course not.
Great.
I think you're great, Nick.
I think you're great.
Thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. Kevin.
What's this movie?
Raid?
Is that the Raid remake?
I don't know. That's the dude. God, I'm dying today. That's the dude from...
No,
Walking Dead, right?
I don't think it is.
No, Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
That's not Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
It looks
Morgan?
Like him from a distance.
Let me see.
I'm trying to get closer. It won't let you.
But well, I don't think that's him.
There's a cast list,
yeah.
Right?
No.
Scroll down.
Oh, it's like a foreign film.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just, the guy just looks like Jeffrey Dean Morgan, but he might be not Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Well, either way, Tomb Raider is this weekend, probably for me. If I can convince my wife to go see. We have to watch Age of Ultron as well. If you guys are watching the MCU with us as well, I believe it's Age of Ultron this weekend. So guys, make sure you watch that. We'll, of course, be doing that show Tuesday 9 a.m. at a launch. Let's go with some tips.
Captain Socialism, why are you coming at me in the chat like that?
What'd they say?
It says, I can't find the Vikings trophy room. Do you know where it is? Go Pack, go. I don't know. Looking like we're going to have a good year this year.
What's funny is he's been saying that for the last 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping that I'd read it out loud and that you'd get pissed off. So there you go. A couple tips.
Got that Kirk Cousins?
What's a Kirk Cousins?
Oh, my gosh.
There are 2 cousins whose names are Kirk.
Dope.
Yes.
You would think that the moms would have talked and been like, don't name your
exactly
fucking kid
it.
Kirk.
So
I named my kid Kirk.
No, are their last names Kirk? I assume their last names were Kirk.
No, it's Kirk is their first names, and Cousins, they're cousins. So they're the Kirk Cousins, but they're related.
That's pretty funny.
And they play, apparently they play hockey together, right? That's Vikings?
Yep, hockey. Mm-hmm.
What is the over-under on the Vikings
you
making
know
the Super Bowl?
We don't know, right?
You do know there's a 50% chance in my brain that I'm like, now I'm questioning myself. Are they a hockey team? No, I know they're a football team.
Yes.
How good are they going to be this season?
Well, we almost made it to Super Bowl last year. So we had a great season.
Say.
We had a good run through the playoffs. And then we did what we always do and biffed it in the NFC Championship.
It happens. Hey, they made it there, though.
True.
They almost got the pennant.
True.
It's not a thing.
No.
In football, is it?
No.
It's a baseball thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They almost got the their division championship.
Correct.
Right?
Well, we got our division championship, technically.
Oh, you did?
Well, our small division.
Right.
Not the
but not the
big
NFC
division.
C or
correct.
AFC, right?
Right.
Got it.
Because if we had won that, we would have been in Super Bowl.
Yeah, you would have been Super Bowl. That puts you in the Super Bowl, right?
Correct. So this year, we've been having quarterback problems, not to get like too like inside football, but we've had having quarterback problems for like the last like 7 years. And so we've just been plagued by injuries, and our offensive line and our whole offensive strategy has just been, it feels like year to year, it's just constantly shifting. And now we've got enough really solid players that we're not really having to depend on one star player mm-hmm. like we have been over the last couple of years.
Okay.
And with the signing of Kirk Cousins coming in, somebody who's got some awesome talent with all of the other talent that we have rounding out what's going on in Minnesota. Like, it's very, very exciting.
All right. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I have to live vicariously through my friends because I just refuse to like sports.
That's okay. You don't have to like sports.
Well, with the exception of fighting. But even then, I drop off that. It's too hard to keep up with. There's so many professional fights happening all the time. It's too difficult.
Mello Mojoey, Christian Ponder was not the chosen one. He had a moment. He had his 15 minutes. And then they passed. I feel like all of our quarterbacks for the last 5 years have had their 15 minutes and then they passed.
Well,
we thought Bridgewater was the chosen one too. Nope.
Turns out, I'm fully, I think I speak for Kevin as well when I say we're fully on the Kirk Cameron, Kirk Cousins bandwagon.
Yeah.
100%, I'm on that.
100%.
I'm on that. I love the name 100%. Kirk, Captain Kirk, Kirk Cameron, two of my favorite Kirks right
all
there.
All the Camerons.
Let's go into some tips real quick before Andrea pokes her head around the corner and tells us she has another show to do.
I grabbed the wrong name.
It happens. We have a nice tip yesterday that came in at 9:42 p.m. from JDM No Doubt. Gave us a very, very nice tip and said, got my bonus at work and I'm sharing the love with the subs. Love the content you guys have been putting out lately. Keep making coitus con los pollos.
Nailed it.
Coitus con los pollos. Marcus Hutchins has given us a tip. No comment, just a nice tip. Thank you, sir. Du Han Yule says, had to leave work early today due to explosive diarrhea. Man, oh, I've God. Been there. But I get to watch you guys live, so it ain't so bad.
TMI, thanks. Maybe?
No.
We listen, like we're here for each other on this show. And as a person who has done, has experimented with high protein, high fat diets, sir, I sympathize with you. Because there is at least 2 to 3 times in my past where I've gotten up and the poop stayed where it was.
Oh.
That's just how it goes. You get up, you're like, well, okay, there it is.
What does that mean?
It just slips out.
Remember when she said TMI?
It stays on the chair.
Oh, no.
We can totally just move on.
Trevor Jones has given us a tip. He said, hey, beautiful people, thank you for all the smiles. This clip is just for you, Nikki Boy. And he gave us a clip there. Of course, Kevin is the keeper of all things. The great wall of Kevin has spoken and said it's not a good clip, so we're not watching it.
Sorry, man.
Sorry. You want to get a clip past the great wall of Kevin? Guess what, sir and or ma'am? You got to try harder than that. But thank you for the tip. We appreciate you. And our final tip for now comes from the Andy Prince, who has given us 1 cent shy of the $5 minimum for tips. But he said, oh, okay, so don't read that out loud. Got it.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Hey, Joey?
She's gone.
No, we'll talk to her about that. Appreciate that, guys. Let's go into PSI Love This Best Friend XOXO. Kev, can you look at that tip and check with Joey?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give me a second.
Thank you. While you do that, I'm going to read PSI Love This Best Friend XOXO. Andrea's like, what is that? Well, guess what? It's people's opportunity to nominate each other in the community if they feel like that person's doing a great job of being a human being. And we appreciate that. And we like to take people who are doing good jobs of being a human being and promote them. So today, probably Chuck is shouting out. Oh, no, wait. This is from yesterday. Joey! Where is Joey?
She's dead.
What is she doing? We'll get back to that in a second.
Also, I'm looking at it. It doesn't seem like that's accurate.
Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh. Can you grab Joe and ask her to update the giveaway and the PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO? While we do that, let's go into the chats. We'll do the 3 and 3. Cue up your questions, comments, and concerns. If you guys didn't know, this is a live show. We talk to the chat each and every day. We will talk to the people who I have called the pedestrians. And then, of course, We'll give you guys a couple comments to, a couple opportunities to talk to me and Andrea, and then after that we'll go into the chosen few, the golden children, the kings and queens amongst humans, the subscribers. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. I gave mine to Jay Jamrod. You should give yours to either us or someone in the community you feel is doing a great job being a streamer. Please don't let that go to waste every month, because it is a cool thing that Amazon does for the Twitch community, and it really works. Wow.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Yes. Do you want to show it off?
Sure. Why not? We are apparently trying to sell off the lightweight hoodies as fast as humanly possible. If you want to get one and you are a small or medium, you can get it for the low, low price of $1.99 right now.
Will you click on the model photos?
Is this the one you wanted?
God, he's a fucking
Just scroll through him.
He is such a schmaltzy
Well, then not him.
Wait, what? Who's that guy?
That's John Reisinger.
People like singing.
He's one of the RT guys.
I'm trying to decide how I feel about the color blocking.
Don't.
It's bad.
Don't.
This is actually an extremely comfortable sweater.
It's very comfortable.
I love wearing it.
But it's also one of those things that...
It's the gray, it's the heather gray pouch pocket that's just... That's a bad color call.
Well, look,
I can get
deal.
Down with the color block sleeve, for but like when now you're calling attention to the pouch.
For $1.99... You could literally buy this, cut it into rags, and use it to wash your car. That's what you could do. And if you actually end up doing that, please tweet photos of that at me, because I'd like to see it. But there you go. There's that hoodie.
Let's see if we got any good comments on this.
There you go. Oh, Joey has updated this. P.S. I love this best friend, XOXO, comes to you from Zyger. Zyger is shouting out Ant-Man0208 on Twitch. He says, Ant-Man is someone who supports the KF community on Twitch. I see him all the time in various Twitch chats. Snowbike Mikes, Quarks X of X Arts, J Jamrods, McFixers, Crave Snows, and so many more. Ant-Man hangs out and is always supportive of the fellow best friends. It makes me happy always seeing him in the chat, and I want to let him know that he is appreciated by all of the Twitch community. Shout out to Ant-Man. I'll see you in the chat. Boy!
Ant-Man's our boy, dude.
Is Ant-Man in the chat right now?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go at Ant-Man, and if he's not, he's dead to me.
No, we like Ant-Man.
Now he's in the
I
chat.
Think he's in
the chat. He's in the chat. There you go. Here you go. A little message for you, Ant-Man. What up? Homie.
Man, Lakers Shed is so obsessed with the Sizzlers.
Ryan, I see you
he's
in there
about it,
asking me about Operation Chimera and Siege. I just downloaded it. Haven't tried the new operators yet, but it
you
was a
that.
Really meaty patch, so I had to move some space around.
Let me regale you with the tale of Nick Scarpino. Now, every once in a while, I make bold proclamations. 99% of the time, forget about them the next day, don't follow through on them. But this one's stuck.
Okay.
I'm going to become good at Rainbow Six Siege.
Yes!
And I need teammates.
Let's go, Scarpino!
So I'm recruiting.
What are you playing on?
PS4?
PS4.
Yeah. Right. First and foremost, I need a cool little headset. Greg's bringing me one on Monday, but I'm going to practice all weekend. I've been doing the tutorials.
Okay. I also have, if you need a headset, I can hook you up.
We've got a few here, but I think I need the Path of Least Resistance headset. I can't have the one that has to charge and dongle in.
Oh, no.
I want just to plug it into my thing.
Directly into the controller.
Yeah, and then I
none
just
none of this
need
optical cable BS. Can't no. do it. It's too
so
fancy.
It is, but
they
you are.
Are
not taking into consideration my wife, who will look at the headset on our console, and she will count the amount of days that I haven't used that headset.
And then she'll be like, get rid of it.
But wouldn't that be a challenge for you to use it more?
No, because I love my wife and I want to keep her happy. And sometimes I put things out there just so she'll have something to remove. It's our little game that we do. It's our little game. It's fun. So far, like I have, literally, this is how lame we are. I have my PS4 controller tethered via the USB cable to the front of the PS4 and it just sits there. And every day she walks by it and looks at it, and it is a testament to how much she loves me, because she has yet to say anything about it, but I know it bugs the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I like pull it over and just stretch it out so it sits on top.
Mm-hmm.
It's hideous.
Yeah.
I could very easily buy a little tiny, like plug it, like a mount for it, and put it over to the side, and she would never see it.
Right.
But I'm cheap.
Wow. That's
we have literally free thing, headsets in there, and I don't want to use them because I have to maybe buy a cord for it for $5.
It back,
I just
choose.
Yeah, I brought it back. Hell yeah, I brought it back. Giveaway time.
Let's do it.
How do you win the giveaway? Well, there's four ways. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. I've already explained the importance of that and how easy it is. And if you can't do it now, well, guess what? You're going to be a failure in life. Because if you can't do something this simple, I'm your parent right now. If you can't clean your room, How are you going to go for a job and get an interview and do a resume? Yada, yada, yada. Doesn't matter. Go over and support us on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames at the $2 above level. And you get entered in to win. Congratulations to Jared Wise from the KF Patreon. You have won a walk in the dark on Xbox One. If you didn't win today, I'm sorry, but you'll get another chance on Monday because I'll be back. Let's talk to the chat now for a few minutes, and then we'll give you a break. You're coming back for KF Games.
Coming back, ladies and gentlemen.
You got a dragon. Is that a dragon on the back of that thing? What's going on?
I'm not quite sure.
It's dope. It's so dope.
It's cool.
Wait, turn around. Let me see.
Oh. Can you see it? Is my hair covering it?
No, it's there.
Yeah.
What does it say? Guess? Is it a guess jacket?
It is a guess jacket.
Oh, that's nice. Ugh. What happened? Don't get.
I almost fell off the chair.
Don't get tangled up.
I really want a floral print bomber. You know.
I'm sure that you can get one.
I don't know, man. I haven't looked, but it seems like a lot of work.
Medium hoodie sold out. Who bought them all? Says Blanket 483. I'm sure there was only a couple left, but go get them. Again, lots of things you can do with that hoodie. One, buy it. Let your dog sleep on it. It's a perfect hoodie for your dog.
Honestly, it's a great PJ like.
ABROC111, I see you asking me about Oathbringer. I am almost done, and I'm kind of sad that I'm almost done because it was so good. And they're setting some stuff up for the next one that I'm not sure how I feel about.
What the hell's Oathbringer?
Oathbringer is the third book in the Stormlight Archives from Brandon Sanderson. It is an amazing fantasy literature. Okay, series.
For context.
That's great.
She said book, and I went, yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know, guys.
Nerd. I don't understand how these work. Ignacio Rojas in the chat says, Nick, any chance you can accept my PSN friend request, and we can learn Rainbow Six Siege together? As you know, I have capped my friends at 169. So if you want a spot on that list, I have to kick someone else out. And that's just the way it goes. I don't have bandwidth for 170 friends. You dig? I just don't have it. I'm sorry.
So does he have to find someone and convince that person?
I'm not saying you have to find someone and convince that person to drop out of my friends list.
I think you have to drop them off.
They have to come to me and say, Nick, I don't want to be on your friends list anymore. Excellent. But I'm warning you, fair warning, if you do that, you're fucking dead to me forever. If you don't want to be my friend on PSN, we're never going to be friends in real life. Just let you know. Do I have any idea who's actually my friends on PSN? No.
There's no
Zero.
Technology for you to find out either.
I know Snowbike Mike is probably one of them, because he's the one that set them all up. And if he's not, he's dead to me. Do you understand me?
If he didn't...
You're playing with the razor blade, is all I'm saying, Ignacio Rojas. You're on the razor's edge. You got a loaded gun at your temple.
Jesus Christ.
You're playing with a nuke. You're nuking yourself. Let's go into sub-only mode.
Nobody knows.
No, Nick.
This show is perfect for you, and here's why. Because you're normally so prim and proper. You got to let loose a little bit.
I know. Oh, yes, Kevin is being me.
The whole point of me inviting her on the show, two things. One, get to know her a little better, and there's no better way to get to know people. And two, so that she wouldn't make that face you just made, Kevin.
It was a good face, Kevin. It was a good one.
I hate it. It haunts me. I don't like it at all. Let's see. The indie boy says, Nick, I am on your friends list. Well, if you're willing to trade with Rojas, then so be it. But you're dead to me. I will never read your name in this chat again. I will have Kevin ban you from all social media platforms.
That's not true.
And if you ever put a clip through, oh, good luck getting that through the Great Wall of Kevin. Because it ain't fucking happening. You can't go around, you can't go over, you can't go through. Nothing can penetrate Kevin. Nothing.
That's true.
Nick, please see Annihilation in theaters, says Ryan DLV. No thanks.
Somebody earlier said Annihilation is awful.
Assassin's Keyblade Z, happy birthday! It's his birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Assassination.
Have a great birthday weekend. Get your birthday on.
Mr. Yasman 300 says, Andrea, have you watched Annihilation? It's a good sci-fi film with five female leads.
I haven't, but I want to go see it. I actually haven't been to a movie theater since Black Panther, so I am behind.
I have zero.
It's coming
to Netflix soon. Well, actually, apparently it's not coming to Netflix in the U.S.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently we'll still have to rent it or whatever. I'll wait to rent it, though.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool. So.
Piper 32 says Nick has worked up today. I'm just trying to give the kids what they want, you know? Oh no! Where did I go? I went over to Facebook. Well, now the chat's gone. We'll do one or two more. And then we'll go.
Okay.
Mongolians? Says Liquid 275? No.
That's not a question.
No.
Mongolian beef though, you know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
Oh, Nick and Andrea, any St. Paddy's Day plans?
Oh, that's tomorrow, isn't it?
I guess so. No.
No.
The answer's no. We have
I'm
no plans.
I'm going out to dinner with a friend who's in town for the Game Developers Conference. But
all right. It's GDC next week, isn't it?
Yeah, and so a lot of people who have booth space and are doing exhibition at the conference are already in town doing preparation. So going to hopefully see some folks. But I totally forgot it was St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
I'm sure there will be some green beer in everyone's future at some point.
Green beer. Gross. I've done it. As a bartender, I've had to make it. It's messy really fast.
Yeah.
Because, like, the tipping point for how much dye is too much dye is it's a very thin line.
Razor's edge.
It's really, like, one single drop. And if you squeeze that little bottle too hard, you get two or three drops. Then you've got green all over your teeth and all over your face and your fingers, and it's everywhere. Just drink Jameson with picklebacks, and you're set to go.
Oh, God, don't do that.
Oh, I want one right now.
Oh,
I want a Jameson with a pickleback right now.
I don't know if we have any Jameson, but we might, so.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to get, is picklebacks just pickle juice, right?
Yeah, we have pickle juice.
Oh, it's so good, though. Have you never had it?
I've had it. I think you made me drink it.
Chad, back me up. Back me up that whiskey followed by a little bit of pickle juice is delicious.
Before we leave, I think you actually made me drink one once.
Probably.
I don't know where, but I'm searching through my broken shards of memory, trying to place this together because I have abused my brain and my body too much. But someone made me drink a pickleback. Maybe it was Greg, and it was disgusting.
That sounds like a great thing.
It does sound disgusting. I'll tell you what is great, ladies and gentlemen. You all. Thank you so much for being here on the show with us. Andrea, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
We gotta do this more.
I know,
we gotta get you on this more.
Sounds
it's fun. Lovely. Everyone, thanks so much. Stick around. Andrea and Tim will be back for Kinda Funny Games Daily in a bit. I'll be back in a couple seconds to read subscribers. If you don't want to stick around for either of those things, have yourself a lovely Friday and enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Drink responsibly. I love you. Kevin, cut the feed.